Allison Sweeney is part of the picture, and she is later on today. Hang into that or hang on to that. Is that better? Hang on better than hang in. Hang in there. Hang on. You only have to listen to 3 hours of very exciting, interesting material. You can probably get that synthesized somewhat with a podcast at podcastone.com, podcastone.com. Every day, the program is, I say synthesized, I'd say not sanitized, would you? Because some of the really exciting stuff that requires a warning label on it gets into the podcast. Okay. No joking around. Let's get to what's happening Wednesday, March 19th. This is the hour of the program in which Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen, that would be me and that would be him, take apart some of the major issues, depending on time, three or four, four or five things, sometimes one or two. And shockingly enough, the Malaysian airline flight is still in the news, and therefore we talk about it because this is a program in which we talk about things that are in the news. The essence of News Talk Radio. And so as the search continues, there are five theories. Ready? Five. Ready. There are five different things the investigators are working on. If you are ready for another day of no clear idea what happened to this Boeing 777. There are some new theories, there are possibilities, there are old theories. Among the most recent theories, fire. Uri Geller was talking about that the other day. Disabled the plane actually, I find this fascinating, flew in the shadow of another plane, and everybody got overcome because of the fire, yada, yada, yada. All right, so this interest in the fire came about after pilot Chris Goodfellow's Google Plus post went viral. Did you see that, Kenny?
I saw about it. I haven't actually seen his post.
I don't. And as an aside, I don't get Google Plus. Why do you need Google Plus? You have Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter. Why? Who needs Google Plus? Is just another. I get invited all the time to join it, and I don't buy into it because I don't think I need it. Am I missing something?
No, it's just another social media platform. It started when Facebook was having a bunch of problems, one of the many times they changed everything, and people were upset, and Google took advantage of that and launched their platform, and some people jumped ship and like it better. I just don't feel like there are enough people there. Most people are on Facebook or Twitter, so I don't bother with it that much.
Yeah. Okay. So the fire theory, according to this fellow's post, the fire could have filled the cockpit with smoke, prompting the pilots to try and fly to the nearest airport. That accounts for the sudden turn to the west, shutting the electrical systems down. That might shut the fire down. So the crew could have been overtaken by smoke, and they died on board, leaving the plane to fly till it ran out of fuel and crashed. Yeah. I don't buy that much. What are people saying that have responded to him, whether it's on Google Plus or on Twitter or Facebook, Kenny? What are people saying about that theory?
I haven't seen anything about that theory.
None. Okay. All right, next theory. The flying in another plane's shadow. Experts have suggested that if the crew shut off all the plane's communication system with air traffic control, they could have continued to fly in another jet's shadow, either above or underneath another commercial plane. Another pilot posted a blog that has gained a lot of attention, suggesting that the plane flew beneath or above a Singapore Airlines flight going in the same direction at the same time. With the transponder off, trackers on land would believe that whatever plane that they were looking at was the Singapore Airlines plane, because the transponder would have been transmitting the positions of that Singapore plane.
Hmm.
I don't know. Does that make any sense? I guess it makes some. All these make some sense, or you can make an argument for them, for sure. The depressurization theory, proper air pressure, mechanically maintained on a plane when it's over 8,000 feet, the altitude that lowers the amount of oxygen that's in your blood. If there were an air leak or the plane flew too high or somebody intentionally fiddled with the aircraft in some way, it would have detrimental effects. Here's what one of the experts said, quote, what happens first is your brain is not as quick. You get very confused, stop thinking clearly. Let's see here. Then you fall asleep and eventually die because of lack of oxygen. In this theory, depressurization could have happened accidentally, overtaken all on board, or it could have been purposely done by somebody at the controls. That sort of fits into my theory. The jet exploded in midair is another theory, but there's no debris, so how valuable is that? Let's see here. The plane was shot down by a military aircraft from another country. I don't see that being covered up, frankly, at all. My theory, I think there are more theories than the theory I have come forth with. The essence is, you know, in a nutshell, there was a very valuable cargo on the plane. The pilot knew it. And so he managed to, by flying the plane up to 45,000 feet, turning off the oxygen, take care of all the passengers, lands someplace in the middle of nowhere. That could have been prearranged by shutting everything off. You know, this is one of those pig in a poke things. This is something that, under the circumstances, if you did everything right, you could pull it off. It is, if somebody really studied how to do this, somebody really figured it out, you could pull this off. I believe you could pull this off. So let's see here. There are those who are saying that the plane was pre-programmed. That is, the way that it changed its course. That if you ever look in the cockpit of a plane, you see how there are various things that are programmed into the computer as to where to fly, if it's going to be on autopilot, at what level, yada, yada. And this was all put into the computer before the co-pilot signed off to air traffic controllers. All right, good night. Now, that in and of itself, have you ever flown on United Channel 9? I don't fly United very much, but when I do, I always listen to Channel 9 because that's the cockpit communications with air traffic control. It's fascinating to listen to as the plane goes along. You not only hear the plane you're in, but every plane that's around. And there are usually dozens of them. And they are back and forth as they change with the air traffic control about every, it depends, in this country it's probably every 300-400 miles, they change who they're talking to because the air traffic control locations change as you go across the country and you hand it off to a different spot on your radio. The air traffic controller will say tune next to 129.3 or something like that. So the pilot says good night or good morning or good day to you, and then he flips the switch to the next air traffic control and says, hello, United 898 at 39, or what do they call it, at 39 or something that means 39,000 feet. So I don't see anything significant at all. The only people who would think there's anything significant to all right good night is someone who doesn't understand how the system works. Now, there are residents of an island in the Maldives, is it Maldives? Maldives? I forget how you pronounce that.
Heard both. I'm not sure which is right.
Anyway, they report seeing a low-flying jet the morning the plane went missing. That's more, again, wherever you could find an island that has a strip that's long enough to put a jet on the ground. You could cover it up, camouflage it, no problem. And I haven't seen too many James Bond movies. 25 countries are now involved in the search anyway. Size of the area that they're looking at, but the size of our country. So we'll get into the talk about this from news talk radio stations and television stations, because that's what we do, profile and overview some of the facts of the issues. Your opining can take place at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com or Twitter and Good Day Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day Show, and all those comments coming up here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleached a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win!
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I smell good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. It was Boston Beer.
It's Wednesday, March the 19th. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Many of you have heard probably already that somebody won the Powerball $400 million. Matter of fact, I think it's two people won the jackpot. I get into that a little bit later. Although if it wasn't you, you probably don't care who it is, right?
Right.
888-302-3684. Okay. So I mentioned an island, but I didn't tell you what the name of the island is that the plane could possibly have landed on. An island called Diego Garcia, which is an island in the Indian Ocean. It's pretty interesting because there was a lot of talk in the last 10 years about a place where terrorists were being held. And because this is a small base for American naval officers, about 1,700 military personnel there, naval equipment, that sort of thing. It's in the British territory, Central Indian Ocean, and has a landing strip that's long enough to land a 777.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Last night came Shakira's Clarissa Serna and Jeremy Briggs with Cold as Ice. You can crank this up for another moment or so if you want. Michael? Good Day program. So that's something from last night's Voice on NBC, most popular show that they have there. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking in the search for the Malaysian Airlines flight black box. It only pings for a month. Wow. Plane went down March 8th. Look at where we are time-wise. Here's talk host John Williams with Mark Rossiker, former chairman of the NTSB, on the plane missing.
Tell me something that I don't know, Mark, about the missing Malaysian airliner.
We are all looking to find that airliner. We have no idea what happened to this aircraft. The scenarios are huge, whether it is criminal in possibility or whether it still remains as an accident. And all of those are still on the table.
Can you rank for me the probability that it was a terrorist activity, explosion, that it was a bona fide accident, an electrical fire, or that it was some sort of skyjacking, that the plane was flown intentionally somewhere else? Rank those or give me a percent probability.
I wouldn't even dare to do that because in accident investigation, we have to make all of our decisions and all of the analysis based on facts. The facts that are out there are very, very scarce. There's hardly anything out there other than the fact that the plane took off and at a certain time we heard that the last ACARS transmission, we also then heard a verbal transfer or a verbal contact with Malaysian air traffic control from the cockpit, and then finally we saw the transponder go off. We don't even know when exactly the ACARS went off as a result of any factual data.
Here's
it's
how I think
all
most
assumption.
Here's how most people answer the question I just asked you. I think most people right now think that it was intentionally driven for a long time, flown off course for reasons we don't know, but that it didn't blow up in the sky. It was intentionally flown off course after people intentionally turned off the transponder.
Well, again, Don, that's they have a right to an opinion. When I do accident investigations, I have to base any of my theories on what the facts are. And at this point, the facts are very scarce, so that means everything remains on the table with one exception. There were no little green men that came down, got onto the flight deck, and took it back to space. That's the only thing that's off the table.
Before we went on the air today, Mark says to me, don't ask me about little green men. That's the only crazy thing I can't respond to.
But it is the truth.
Yeah.
Everything out there, John, is still a possibility.
And yet, what I just proposed is also consistent with the limited information we have. So you understand why people at least think that's the leading candidate right now.
Well, John, what I have also found in accident investigations are a few things. First, in the absence of facts and information, there is a vacuum. And that vacuum is filled with all kinds of crazy things that will come out to say what happened. Secondly, whatever we begin thinking might have happened to begin with, as we go down the real investigative trail, it is rarely the thing that we began with that turns out to be what really caused the problem.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-421-6656. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Issues of the day, some more food for your mind. Imagery works on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler, 888-302-3684. All right, so you want something to think about before we go back to some of the issues of the day? We'll move our thoughts toward the Ukraine. First, however, I want you to imagine the a lady on the radio calling into a radio program to talk about the underwear she wears and what she does in her private moments in a hot tub. Okay? This is what it takes to lose your job if you are the press secretary for an important politician. All right? I'm looking at the story of a lady who called in a radio station in Montreal to talk about her adult toys. That's not all she talked about. She confessed she wears red underwear. She talked about what she did in a hot tub. She kissed a girl in a bar. Now, when you think about the fact that she's 24 years old, not too shocking, right? But the fellow who's a co-host of the radio program said that she was the one who called. They didn't call her. She called them. The radio program is hosted by a guy called the Masked Avenger. He gets a lot of people to say embarrassing things. He calls celebrities. He's called Sarah Palin, Britney Spears, Donald Trump. And this was a call-in from Audrey Cruteau, who is press secretary for the Quebec political party known as the CAQ. I know you'll all be shocked to hear that she was fired after that thing went on the air. I just found that little anecdotal. I get a kick out of things like that. And maybe we ought to have more of them to spice up our lives. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Too bad you can't be yourself and hold on to your jobs. I suppose if she hadn't identified herself, it'd been more interesting. But she's 24 years old, a little naive. Those things happen, right? Why couldn't that happen to Miley Cyrus? I guess would be the question. Kenny, what's happening with our Facebook page and our Twitter? Twitter at Good Day, Facebook.com/Good Day Show on either the Malaysian airliner or what's happening in the Ukraine.
We had asked on our Facebook page and on Twitter, why is it that so many people seem to be obsessed with this story of this missing airplane? And Robin says, because it's not something that happens very often, thank goodness, and we hope that the people on the plane eventually are found, maybe alive and well. We can only pray for a miracle.
Hope is good. I like to think of a glass as being half full. Maybe I shouldn't say on the air that I think that all of the people on the plane have expired. That's just how I feel. Maybe I should hold a thought that makes it better for the people in the plane. Maybe that'll make a difference. But at any rate, we've sort of gone around and around that theory, at least I have here. And it doesn't have any more or less water, hold any more or less water than any of the other theories. All right, what else, Kenny?
Monica says, obviously you turned the word concerned into obsessed. We just care what happened, that's all. I don't know that I agree with that. I think more people are really obsessed with the mystery than care what happened to the people.
Right. I think you're right. Yeah. What else?
Let's see. Alan says everyone is just dumbfounded by the fact that no one can find this plane and the people. And Carl says because so many people realize it could be any of us in the next plane, and it still remains a mystery.
Well, it depends on where you're flying. It isn't going to happen in America and it isn't going to happen in the Western world. It isn't going to happen where there's lots of activity. South America, that isn't going to happen. This is a very rare occasion flying over airspace that is not well monitored. So I think people, I can understand because of the way the news media has covered this thing in a sort of fascinating way that why people would be worried about getting on a plane, but you don't have to worry. But for that reason anyway, about getting on a plane in any first world country. Anything else?
Ramona says, if they crashed in the ocean, we would see floating debris. On the news, one of the pilots is a relative to the Malaysian prime minister, and if the plane is in Iran or Pakistan, how have they managed to keep it from the world? The whole thing is baffling.
It is baffling. 888-302-3684. Anything on the Ukraine situation?
A couple comments on Ukraine. Ben says, hey, Obama, stay out of Ukraine.
Okay. Table it. Yeah.
Cy says, what crisis? Crimea chose Putin. Putin chose Crimea. Nobody else really cares.
I think big bad John Kerry had some tough words for Mr. Putin yesterday, saying that he's surprised and disappointed in a speech the Russian president gave about the country that is Russia having a right to take over the Crimea. Kerry said, quote, I really just didn't get the reality of what's happening. It didn't get the reality of what is going on the ground. He said basically to Putin, hey, you lost the Cold War, get over it. Okay. Here is host Ray Dunaway talking to Lee Munsell from Politico.com about Mr. Obama's sanctions against the Russians and their response.
Instantly, because of the magic of Twitter and all that, a number of Russian officials who do not have accounts in the United States were going, like, that's going to hurt. What exactly is going on?
Yeah, well, the president passed 11 Russian and Ukrainian officials. So that was kind of the big news that those sanctions were going to happen. As you said, financial ones, accounts and such, and potentially some travel as well. There would be some sanctions on that. So Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, is going to make a speech, and that's kind of his next step, is that he's going to talk to try and make his point. So that'll happen. And then also Vice President Biden is on his way to some U.S. allies. So Poland, he's on his way to Poland and Lithuania. So those are kind of the moving parts right now.
I guess the bottom line, aside from sanctions and whatever else you may be able to do, and the president hinted yesterday, well, there may be more to come. Just watch this space. There are limited steps you can take, are there not, if you are the United States? I mean, I don't think anybody here has an appetite for sending troops in there.
Yeah, definitely. And the president has been really careful to avoid red lines in this scenario. If you remember the Syrian chemical weapons issue. There was a red line on the use of chemical weapons, and then we kind of boxed ourselves into a corner as far as what we could do from a foreign policy standpoint. So moving on, there's less of a appetite in this case, especially to get involved when Russia is being aggressive and to have any sort of military presence. There's not really an appetite for that, as you said. So right now, Obama's terms for lifting the sanctions are that Russian troops have to return to their bases in Crimea and then start a government with the government in Kiev. So that's those two things need to happen for these sanctions to be lifted. But President Putin accepted this vote that had happened over the weekend in Crimea for them to be autonomous. So he is already kind of flouting the international community's perspective on this. Almost no one is accepting that as a valid vote. But President Putin is jumping on that as a reasoning for why his troops are there. So
they were listening to the same stuff over and over again. I mean, this is the same conversation, Kenny, that people have been having now for days about this. 888-302-3684. Let's listen to an excerpt of a conversation host Bill DeMay had with military analyst Michael Rubin about some of the response that didn't come from America again, they're putting this as an invasion. I don't see this as an invasion at all. I see these people voted. Maybe not everybody voted, but they didn't. Am I missing something? The Russians send troops actually into Crimea?
Yeah, they sent a lot of troops in.
Before the election?
Yeah.
How many did they send in before the election?
Thousands and thousands.
I thought they were on the border of
Ukraine. No, they were in there. They were around the military bases. I think it was into five figures, the number of thousands of Russian troops that were there.
Yeah, it's interesting because I always thought that they were on the outskirts waiting, in a sense. All right, well, let's listen to Bill DeMay talk about it, actually, more importantly.
The president, I think Merkel from Germany and others were almost shocked by what Putin has done. And I think they even said, well, come on, this is the 21st century. What are you doing with 19th, 20th century type tactics? In a way, are they out of touch with reality? Because tactics that work seem to be the thing most folks should favor.
Well, indeed. Look, when you put Neville Chamberlain up against Machiavelli, Chamberlain's not going to win. One of the problems we have is we tend to project historically our own sincerity onto opponents. But no matter how many times in the White House they repeated the mantra, the Cold War is over, the Cold War is over, the Cold War is over, it doesn't matter what we say. It matters what our adversary thinks. And Vladimir Putin obviously doesn't think it's over.
No, not at all. I'm sure you weren't surprised by Crimea's vote, were you?
No, I wasn't. I mean, you basically had a choice between voting to leave Ukraine or vote to join Russia. Or another way to look at it is you can vote to join Russia or vote for a free trip to Siberia. And ultimately, when you have Russian special forces guarding the ballot boxes, you've got to be very, very careful what you put in there.
So what do you think of the West's reaction to Putin? Obviously, what led up to this seemed to be the reset button. I don't want to put it all on Obama. Maybe we were weak prior to that. But obviously, we've been very, very trusting of what Russia was. As far as the administration, how it viewed it, others viewed it as a potential enemy down the road.
Well, you know, we're not going to be able to do much more to Vladimir Putin right now with regard to the Crimea other than put him on double secret probation. And sanctioning 11 people just ain't going to cut it. But ultimately, our adversaries oftentimes quip that they play chess while we play checkers. We need to start thinking one or two moves ahead of time. It may be too late for the Ukraine, but what might be next in Vladimir Putin's crosshairs, and what are we going to do to bolster those countries so they don't fall victim? If we had supported Ukraine in 2008 when Russia invaded Georgia, maybe we wouldn't be in this position today.
What if, 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 what if? 888-302-3684. The Russian president has imposed sanctions on high-ranking U.S. officials.
take that.
Yeah. To go along with the American sanctioning the Russians. Find out a little more about that in a moment here. This is a good day at 15 before the hour.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams, like, sounds good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 888-302-DOUG. Let's listen to John in Virginia on the Ukraine and how important it may be to the United States in his mind.
Ukraine's important for U.S. interests and why it is important that we do something regarding this issue. And it starts in the Caspian Basin, and it starts with the oil resources that exist, namely in Turkmenistan, Kazakhstan, and then on the western side of the Caspian of Azerbaijan. And there's pipelines that go through there called the BTC, the Baku, Azerbaijan, Tbilisi, Georgia. And then this pipeline goes all the way down to Ceyhan, Turkey, out into the Mediterranean. It would be quite important, and it's actually very much in U.S. and Western interest to get that pipeline to cut straight west through Georgia out of the port at Poti and across the Black Sea into the Ukraine, and that would be that direct line of getting those gas resources into Western Europe. And that's important because what it allows us to do is diversify and weaken the Russian monopoly on selling their gas resources into Europe.
It's an interesting and well-thought-out call. Good. Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. Just to underscore what Russian President Putin said in terms of imposing his own sanctions, pretty much against the 8 senators that went over there last weekend. They're all on the sanction list. Dick Durbin, a second-ranking Democrat in the Senate. He says that my Lithuanian-born mother would be proud that her son made it on Putin's enemies list. Dermot's not the only one on there. McCain's on the list and all the others, as I said. But it'd be interesting to have been a fly on the wall during the flight over those eight senators to that area. 51 after on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm Dudley Steffen, also known as Doug. He's Kenneth Kessler, also known as Ken. We are here to discuss with you the issues of the day, some of the facts behind some of the stories, and then there's the ancillary poll. There are always three or four polls floating around, including our own. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com asks which story you want to hear more about. The Russian-Ukraine situation, the missing Malaysian airplane, March Madness, or anything else. It's A, B, C, and D. Pick your poison there and let us know what's what and who's who. Poll yesterday, how often do you Google yourself? 24% of you said, I can't remember the last time I Googled myself. 22% of you said once in a while. 15% of you said almost every week. 14% said once a week or so. 13% said once a month or so. Let's see here. 12% said, I don't know what that means, to Google myself. Here are a couple of different polls. More Americans think global warming is exaggerated than do not think that in a poll that's out today. And political side of polls, Rand Paul leads all of the contenders on the Republican side for the 2016 presidential race at this point in time. Okay. So now let's spend some time talking about things that fascinate most Americans. The theory of where we all came from, where the planets came from, the size of the universe, that sort of thing. First, we'll listen to talk host Gene Valenzetti talking to a physics professor named Ian Dell'Antonio about the discovery that was announced this week about the beginning of our universe.
In a nutshell, what happened? What's the discovery? Why is it important?
Okay, so what they discovered was evidence for gravitational waves. So gravitational waves are ripples in the dimensions of space.
Mm-hmm.
In the light of from the earliest universe.
Okay.
And so it's important because this was a predicted component of the theory, but no one had observed them. And in fact, what they didn't really observe these gravitational waves. They observed the wake of the gravitational waves. So when space is distorted, everything
fluid begins to move, and gravity affects things and pulls them together. And so you see, like, the wake of a speedboat.
Okay.
What they detected was the wake rather than the speedboat itself.
All right. So in other words, we had expected these waves to be out there, and there was confirmation. Bingo, there they are. Wow, this now pulls the theory together, the Big Bang Theory, which, as I recall, was everything. I mean, I want to make it really simple, very, very simple. Everything kind of gets sucked into one giant mass and then explodes in like a trillionth of a second, and the rest is history. Is that right?
It's sort of right. So the Big Bang model describes the universe as beginning from a very, very small state and expanding very, very quickly. And so this provides evidence for the very, very fast initial expansion of the universe.
So after that violent explosion, these are the waves, or as you said, the wake of the motorboat.
Yeah, so what they detected was the ripples in the light distribution that are the signature of these waves that in the early universe. And it's important because we have very few ways of actually seeing the very first epoch of the universe. If you look back in space, you look back in time, but at some point the universe becomes opaque.
Right.
You can't see through it. And so seeing these ripples gives us a way of figuring out what happened at the earliest moment, at the very, very beginning of the universe.
Right. Are there other parts of the Big Bang Theory that have yet to be nailed down? This is sort of, it's been described as a component or a big part of the theory. Are there other pieces that need to be nailed down?
There's the general problem of the very, very earliest time that hasn't been solved yet. So what happened in the first 10 to the, you know, tiny, tiny fraction of a second. This gets us about as far as we've gotten, or much, much further than we've gotten before. The very earliest times are still not explained.
All right, here's host Ray Steele talking to astronomer Dr. Brian Murphy about NASA's announcement of the discovery of many of these new planets.
NASA earlier this week announced that 715 new planets, actual planets, were discovered all at one time. Is this the biggest one-time discovery of planets that we've had so far?
Yeah, it's a one-time haul from the Kepler data. Kepler's a spacecraft we've had up for about 5 years, and it had 4 years of data they've analyzed statistically, that is, looking for multiple planet systems. And from this year, they found, using this new method, 700 more exoplanets.
That's amazing. Now, about 1,000, from what I understand, about 1,000 planets total had been identified in our galaxy before this discovery. So we've almost doubled the number of planets that we know about, and that's not
right,
counting the ones that we don't know about.
Yeah, and keep in mind, most of these planets are from a small section of the sky, and maybe a few times the size of what we see the full moon as in our sky. So we're talking just a tiny patch of sky we've explored thus far, and we probably, from that patch, have close to 1,500 planets seen in that tiny patch of sky.
Where is that? We ought to get this into the new Star Wars movie, Kenny. Get that theory into that information.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.